this morning, I would like for us to turn our thoughts to that song that we just sung a minute ago. We need to sing with the Spirit, and we need to sing with the understanding also. And so along those lines, every so often, we present a lesson from our songbook, so to speak. And we look at the lyrics of the song, and we try to also look at the scriptures and what they have to say about the songs that we sing. The song, Oh, to Be Like Thee, is a wonderful song that we have in our songbook, and we sing that from time to time. And this morning, I'd like for us to focus upon that song and think about it. You know, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 1 says, Therefore, be imitators of God as dear children. And that really is the heart of what the song, Oh, to Be Like Thee, is about. Being an imitator of God, trying to be like God, and specifically in the song, trying to be like Jesus Christ. This song was written in 1897 by a fellow named T.O. Chisholm. He also wrote, Great is Thy Faithfulness and Living for Jesus, which are also very popular songs in the songbook. He didn't have any dramatic story behind the song, as some other popular songs have had, but his sentiments are merely those of someone who is very thankful to be given the opportunity to live his life like Jesus Christ. And it should be every Christian's goal to pattern his life after the life of Christ. And that's really what this song, Oh, to Be Like Thee, is all about. So let's take a look at this song and at the lyrics of this song and think about what this song means as we think about, number one, the sacrifice of Christ and letting our lives reflect that great sacrifice. Number two, that we should behave like Christ. And third, that we should make a commitment like Christ. And as we go through these song lyrics, I think that you will see those three points reflected within them. So let's begin. First of all, to be like Christ, oh, to be like thee, means we have to be like Christ. So to be like Christ means that we need to sacrifice like Christ. Now look at the first lyrics of this song. Oh, to be like thee, blessed Redeemer, this is my constant longing and prayer. Gladly I'll forfeit all of earth's treasures, Jesus, thy perfect likeness to wear. Now think about the idea of sacrifice in this stanza. First of all, we see Jesus' sacrifice. He's the Redeemer, right? And he redeemed us, Peter says, with his blood. And so he has given a sacrifice, and now we reflect to ourselves, how are we going to be like Jesus in that regard? And the writer of the song has chosen to express that by saying, I will forfeit all of earth's treasures so that I may be like Jesus. Well, consider the sacrificial love of Jesus, first of all. In 1 John 4 and verses 9 through 11, we read, In this the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. Now, do you see what John is saying there to us? He's saying, God has loved us in such a great way by sending his only begotten Son to be the sacrifice for our sins. And if God has loved us in that way, then we need to love one another in that way as well. And, you know, sometimes we get it in our mind, oh, yes, we would lay down our lives for the brethren. And I think maybe a lot of people think that way, but if I'm called upon to sacrifice my life, I will do so, you know, to die, so to speak, for Christ. But a lot of times we don't think about sacrificing ourselves in the little ways. Because look, Jesus' sacrifice was everything. He gave everything, both little and big. And God has called us to be a living sacrifice, which we'll talk about in a moment. But do we think that the things that we do every day are being done in sacrifice to Christ? Do we think about using our talents and our funds and our fortunes and our abilities and all of that in sacrifice to Christ? Because really, that's the way that we as Christians are called to sacrifice our lives. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made of himself no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself and he became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Now think about this verse, these verses. Let this mind be in you. This is how we are like Jesus. Oh, to be like thee in sacrifice. How do we do that? By humbling ourselves as Jesus humbled himself. By being a servant of one another as Jesus was a servant one of another. All of these things teach us how we can be like Jesus. And we therefore are to be living sacrifices. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. In Hebrews 13, verse 16 says, but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. We are to be living sacrifices. We are to share of what we have with others. We are to present ourselves as one who is a servant and one who is willing to give. And that is the attitude that we as Christians must have at every moment if we are going to be like Christ. Oh, to be like thee. How? By being a living sacrifice. But then secondly, oh, to be like thee in our behavior. Look at what the next stanza of this verse says. Oh, to be like thee, full of compassion, loving, forgiving, tender and kind, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, seeking the wandering sinner to find. There's so much in that stanza. I mean, we could talk about each one of those short phrases in a whole sermon, each one in and of itself. We are to be full of compassion. We are to love one another. We are to forgive one another, to be tender and kind with one another. We are to help the helpless. We are to cheer the fainting. We are to be to go out and seek the wandering sinner, to be evangelists, you know. All of these things. Jesus did all of these things, you see. And we need to incorporate them into our life as well. Do we understand what we're singing when we sing, Oh, to be like thee? Consider Jesus' behavior toward others. In Matthew 11 and verse 5, there in that context, John's people came to Jesus and were asking him, are you the Messiah? And Jesus just quoted scripture. He said, go and tell John this. He said, the blind see and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed and the deaf hear. The dead are raised up and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Now that is the characteristic of Jesus' life that we need to imitate. Look at the good that Jesus did within his life. Look at the messages that he preached and taught to others within his life. We need to imitate those things. We need to behave like Jesus behaved. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 38, Peter describes Jesus' life in these words. He said, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And of course, Jesus himself said of himself that the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19 and verse 10. And so Jesus gives us the example on how we are to behave. And are we behaving like Jesus behaved? Are we putting those things into practice? Loving, forgiving, tender and kind, helping, seeking the wandering sinner. Are we doing that? In Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32, the Apostle Paul exhorted the church at Ephesus to be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. You know, forgiveness is something that we must practice. It's so difficult sometimes to do that because there is trouble. You know, when forgiveness is needed, it means there's trouble before that. And we've got to work through it, and we've got to work together in order to have forgiveness and in order to forgive one another. It takes some effort. But just as Jesus made the effort to be forgiving and to forgive, and he gave everything to do that, should we then not make an effort also? Of course we should, so that we can be like Jesus. Oh, to be like thee, loving and forgiving. Think about 1 John 3 verses 16 and 17. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? 1 John 3, 16 through 17. In other words, what John is saying is this, that it's not enough just to say you love God. You have got to demonstrate it within your life by doing what Jesus did, loving, forgiving, tender and kind, helping the helpless, cheering the fainting, right? That's part of what it means to be a Christian. And we can do that in our own lives as we go about those lives each and every day. When we hold back from our brother what they need, we are not reflecting the love of God within our lives. We must behave like Jesus. Are we doing the things that Jesus did? But then finally, when we think about, oh, to be like thee, we see a great commitment. We see that Jesus committed himself. Oh, to be like thee. Let's look at these lyrics. Oh, to be like thee. Lord, I am coming now to receive the anointing divine. All that I am and have, I am bringing. Lord, from this moment, all shall be thine. Now here is a call to action. Here is a call for us to give everything that we have. Why? Because Jesus gave everything that he had. And when we come to Jesus, nothing less than complete sacrifice is required. We must recognize that as we sing these great lyrics, these tremendously challenging lyrics. Are we going to give all to Christ? Or are we holding back from him what we need to give? Think about how Jesus gave. John 8 and verse 29, it says, and he who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I always do those things that please him. Jesus lived a perfectly sinless life. He always did what pleased the Father, and he calls us to imitate his life as well. He was faithful in everything. Hebrews 3 and verses 5 and 6 says, Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which would be spoken afterward. But Christ as a son over his house. That is, he was faithful over his house, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope firm to the end. We see the faithfulness of Moses. You see the faithfulness of Jesus. And now we are called to be faithful, holding fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope For how long? Until the end. As long as it takes. That is how we must be faithful like Jesus. So we have passages such as Hebrews chapter 10, verse 38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. We need to live by faith. We need to be faithful like Jesus was faithful. We need to be fully committed like Jesus was fully committed. Hebrews 6 and verse 9. And let us not grow weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. We've got to keep on keeping on and not let go of the prize that we have before us. We must stay committed to Jesus Christ. What a great psalm. Oh, to be like thee. It challenges us to be more like Christ. Oh, to be like Christ in sacrifice. He is the Redeemer. And what will we give them for Him? Would we sacrifice everything that we could be more like Him? Oh, to be like Christ in our behavior. To be the kind of person that Jesus was. To love as He loved. To forgive as He forgave. And to do good as He did good. Oh, to be like Christ in commitment. He was faithful in all that He had. And He gave Himself fully to the Lord. Will we be faithful in all that we have and fully give ourselves to the Lord? Now, God has ordained it that we should be like His Son, Jesus the Christ. Romans chapter 8 and verse 29 says, for whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Conform to the image of His dear Son. You see, that's what God wants. He wants us to be conformed to His Son's image. That's why this song is so great. Because it talks about the great challenge that we have to do just that. Oh, to be like Thee. Do we understand what we're singing when we sing this song? Do we intend to live the lyrics of this song? I hope that we do. I hope that we will think. I hope that we will practice. And I hope that we will give our lives to Jesus Christ. Or maybe you're here this morning and you have not done that yet. And you want to be more like Jesus. You realize that He did some great things and you want to reflect those great things within your life. He has a plan for you to be like Him. And that is to hear His word and to believe it. To repent of your sins, to confess Him as Lord, and to be baptized, to identify with Him, and so that you might have your sins forgiven. And this morning, we can help you do that so that you can begin your walk of faithfulness to the Lord and be like Him in every moment of your life. Oh, to be like Thee. Would you be like Jesus this morning by being baptized into His name? Or maybe you're a Christian and you haven't been like Jesus and you need to make some changes within your life. And this morning, if you would like to request prayers of the church to do that, we'd be happy to help you. Or if you'd like, you can talk to one of our elders. Or you can even talk to me privately and we can discuss those things in private. Whatever you need, we are here to help you with your spiritual needs. And so, if we can do something for you today, and if you would like to respond to this invitation, you can come forward now and talk to me while together we stand and while we sing.